Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the Middleman Talk Show, and welcome for tuning in to another exciting episode. Seems like our man Al is having another.
Yeah, my fault, man. My fault, man. Had my mic on mute, but that's okay. I'm over here talking. My mic was on mute.
That's a good way to start the day off, man. I can lay
it
up
is,
right
man.
Now.
It is, man. How's everything going?
Man, everything is okay for the moment, man. That's all I can say, man. I'm
right.
Sitting over here, you know, we doing a show right now. My team is playing right now. I'm looking at all these Laker haters coming out of nowhere. Ain't got nothing to do with Boston while we watching the Heat. They rooting against. I'm like, wow, you really fear us like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That lets you know, man. They don't want to see y'all in the championship.
I know,
they really
man.
Don't.
I don't like Mano, man. Only thing I can say to all the Lakers, the Laker fans out there is, hi, hater. That's all I can say.
Oh yeah, man! Shout out to the refs out there. The Heat game for getting paid off.
I know, man.
Like calls out there.
How you gonna kick Paul Pierce out the game? I'm like, come on, son. Come on. Really? That's sad, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say
the...
right now.
Oh yeah,
really
that's
don't.
Gonna be the discussion tonight on ESPN. I can guarantee that.
Oh, it needs to be, man, because it's just. Ah, man, you know me, man. I've been rolling with my Celtics for God knows how long, man.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, Dan been a Celtic, G been a Celtic fan since they had them Kool-Aid Celtic type looking socks, man.
That's true. I can't explain that. Shouts out to everybody that's joining us on the web chat and to everybody that's listening to us on the internet. Shouts out to you guys also. Big
yep.
Shouts out to them. But, hell, man, I mean, on a serious note, and we want to let everyone know, today we are without, I don't even know if I can call them co-hosts no more. Today on Harley do the show.
It's all right.
Those
we
two
the middle
other
man,
people
man.
Was on the air
the
with us at times. Let's say that. Ben and Nick Eaton, those other two people that y'all randomly hear. So, me and Al, we are the middle
That's
man.
Wrong,
we will
man.
Hold it down for you guys this weekend, and we do appreciate you for taking the time out of your day or
That's
watching
right.
the playoffs or whatever you're doing to spend with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
But as you was about to get into, you know, we want to, send our hearts to those people who lost loved ones and the tragic ones that we had last week. This week, a lot of cities close to the areas in which we live and got really, really hard. And, I'm actually going to help out Red Cross once we get trained. They identified about our agency as someone that they wanted us to come out and help them. So whenever they get in contact with us about the training, stuff like that, I'm going to sign up for it and make sure I go do my job, man, to help out. Because, this could happen, it could have happened to anybody. You know, it could have happened to us in our area. It's rough, man. It's hard to look at those videos, footage, and everything, man. It's just rough.
Yeah, man. I mean, I have a... For everybody that may not... They're not clearly hearing what Al is saying right now. We are talking about the tornadoes that came through the south this past week. I have relatives that were affected by it over in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And matter of fact, maybe a couple of miles from my house in Georgia, you know, I mean, three people died. So, I mean, we want to give a prayer to everyone that lost someone or lost something in that storm, man, because it was really devastating. I've never seen weather like this in my lifetime. And it's continuously happening at all times. I don't understand it, man. I mean, some people contributed to global warming or just the change of the currents in the ocean. And I think it's deeper than that, man. I think maybe time, you know, it's time for us to realize, man, we are affecting the earth. If we don't, that's it.
Right. I mean, and let's give back, man. You know, let's all work together and rebuild and give back. I mean, because a lot of us have loved ones and friends that, you know, we know that, or probably don't even know that we're affected by the storm. You know, let's try to help out and, you know, do what we can as people because, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, this could happen to us. I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, thankful that it didn't hit my side of the town, but, you know, the other side of the town, maybe about 10 to 15 minutes away from me, the whole high school and elementary school just got wiped out. And, you know, luckily those kids were safely transported home. You know, there were no reported in any deaths from that particular high school and elementary. But if those kids would have been at that school more than 30 minutes, man, they would have been in that particular situation, probably, you know, could have had some casualties, man.
Oh, yeah. And at least they were aware and prepared for what was coming, man. So if anybody that was affected indirectly or directly to these storms, you know, we want to send a prayer and shout out to you guys. Hope everything goes well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, let's respond immediately and not, you know, on a delayed note. I mean, because, man, this has been rough. I mean, I think the last time, you know, something like this happened, I guess, in the United States, you know, to this magnitude was maybe, what, Hurricane Katrina, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, as far as tornadoes, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard on the news they were saying something like 60s or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, but that's just, I mean, it was crazy just to see all those different types of tornadoes in less than, you know, 3 weeks. I mean, I forgot how many they said, but it was
a lot.
Alarming, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I think on our last show, like you mentioned something about 2012, man. I mean, if you ever seen that movie 2012, these are some of the events that happened in the movie.
Yep, and that movie called Knowing.
Yeah, Knowing, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. But, you know, like I said, man, much condolences and, you know, prayers to everyone that was dealt with that. But on to today, man. Let's let everybody know what we're talking about. But, hold on, before we get to that, last week, man, last week, we were really chilling. But our previous show, Man Down. If y'all missed that show, make sure you go back to blogtalkradio.com and download that show and re-listen to it and see what we were trying to get our point across with. All these females out here having step up and be the man, or the men falling down. Even though some people called in and kind of took the conversation left field, hey, you know who you are. But we still wanted to make sure everybody get back and listen to that show and enjoy it.
Sure.
You know, hopefully we can do something like that again. But this week, Cougars versus Sugar Daddies, or Sugar Daddies versus Cougar. Man, let them know what we're talking about today.
Everybody knows what a Cougar is. Everybody knows what a Sugar Daddy is. But we want to discuss the difference between them, you know, who does the most, who does the best, who has the most success, all of that. And we want to, you know, break it down, get down to the root of the situation. So what is the difference between the two? You know, of course, cougars are older women, you know, dating or after young men. And of course, sugar daddies are older men dating or after young women. So some of the questions which we're going to identify today: is possible to make dating cougars the new fad? And are men who date cougars really looking for a relationship or a replacement because their mother wasn't there? Or maybe a mother figure? And also women who date sugar daddies, with them due to not having a father figure in their life, do they date them just because, you know, the lack of father that they didn't have? Or maybe they wanted a particular father that their father wasn't, you know? Also, do older men try to date younger women so they can try to take advantage or control? And who's the molester in the situation? I mean, is the cougar the molester or the sugar daddy the molester? I mean, you got guys dating, like, they 50-something years old, and they dating, like, an 18, 19-year-old girl.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, it's kind of on borderline, and, you know, borderline with that. But we got some cougars out there. They're doing almost the same thing. So we're going to get into this discussion today. We have some other topics that we're going to bring up. We have some clips for you all that we know you all would like and maybe spark some thought in your mind. But if you have any comments, if you want to call in to express your comments, if you're on the chat board, make sure you dial 718-508-9972. We definitely want to hear you all's opinion. I mean, if you're a cougar or if you're a sugar daddy that wants to comment, hey, we definitely want to hear your story and your side of the story and your reason behind why you are a cougar or why you are a sugar daddy. I mean, it's great to hear from the source.
Mm-hmm.
We can have some perspective. So we're going to get into it today. We'll have a great discussion today. We got some good things planned for today. So enjoy today's show. Thanks for everybody who's listening. Make sure you hit the follow button to follow the Middleman Talk Show as well. Follow us on Facebook. Type in The Middleman Talk Show. And join our page, man. Join our page. So got some other things that are in the work for the future, so you all be on the lookout for the different avenues of the middlemen. We have things that we're planning, so some great things. I know you all will be excited to hear about those things once we get them up and rolling. So,
what's that, man? Everyone that's new to the Middleman Talk Show, what we do at the beginning of the show before we get into the conversation, we play a record that may be pertaining to the show. Now, I know a lot of people call or listen in to these shows to hear us talk or hear other people talk. All right. Right after this record right here, we're going to go right into the conversation. If you would like to get into it, like Al said, you can dial 718-508-9972. This first record today is probably considered a classic now since it's over 20 years old. And that makes me feel real old. To everybody on the phone lines, on the internet listening, on the web chat, if you remember this record right here and you feel old, press that number one. Let's talk about it too. But I'm not even going to introduce this guy right here. I'm not even going to introduce this record. If you don't know this one, you was under a rock back in the day. And if you too, or either you wasn't even born. I can't say to say that now. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, after this, we're going to get right into it. First record of the day. I ain't going to say the name. Y'all just listen. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman.
tipping you wrong for that song, man.
Man.
Hey, I kind of think Keith was talking about doing that, though, being a superman.
You know, you may be young, but
like he started off to let everybody know, man.
Yeah.
Wow. When he wanted.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
That was
20 years old, though, man. 20 year old record.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody that did stay on the web chat, and thanks to all you guys that did endure that baby goat singing, because Keith Sweat do sound like a baby goat.
A baby goat?
Yeah. That's where Trey Song get his style from.
Oh, man. Yeah, a little bit of Keith and a little bit of old-fashioned R. Kelly. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. All that whining. Blue horn. But anyway, if you're just now tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show, we are talking about cougars versus the sugar daddies. And we want to know the difference between them. You know, we want to identify, you know, the reasons behind the cougars, identify the reasons behind the sugar daddies. We want to go a little bit more in depth with it. Also, we're going to discuss, is pop culture making dating cougars the new fad? Are men who date cougars really looking for a relationship, or do they just really need that motherly figure in their life? Also, are women who date sugar daddies with those sugar daddies due to them not having a father figure in their life? Also, do older men try to date younger women so they can try to take advantage or control them? And who is the molester in the situation? Is it cougar or is it a sugar daddy? So, if you have any questions or if you have any comments that you want to talk about, put them on the chat board if you're on the chat board listening to us. But if you're on the line, you can dial 718-508-9972 and hit the number one. We'll definitely like to get to you. And if you're a cougar or sugar daddy out there who is listening to the Middleman Talk Show today and you want to talk on the show, make sure you come in and call in so we can get your perspective, your reasoning behind it. But we're going to get into it now, man. You know, we're going to start it off. You know, the difference is, well, is there any difference between them? I mean, because pretty much both of them have almost the same definition to some extent, but I look at it as just that it's, you know, like younger women dated those, and you know, me as far as my eyes was because they had money. You know, they wanted a guy with money or a guy that could buy them. And as far as a cougar, I mean, like, we always, like, well, I know when I was in high school, I had at least two or three fines that was like incredible. So you just think, man, goddamn it, John look good today, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody had at least one that was just fine. But also in college, too. So, I mean, I think maybe young guys, you know what I'm saying, we just like to date older women. You know, maybe just less problems. You know, no problem going on. You know what I'm saying? They know what they want when it comes to the situation. So, I mean, what do you think, Tiff?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as age man, you know, as a young man, you know, all young guys are somewhat attracted to older women. And I don't mean like old. I'm not talking like mama old. But I mean, when you're younger, man, you're going to have your crush on your teacher, maybe even your babysitter, something like that. Or maybe you got big brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? They friend girl or, you know what I'm saying, some girls they kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? I think all young males go through that. Now, I wish Jen was there because I can't speak about that from her standpoint or a woman's standpoint. If you're a female out there and you want to comment about my comment, hey, press that number one. I would like to hear your opinion. But when it comes to dating and when you get old enough to know better and, you know, from a male's perspective and being a young man, you do have older women hit on you, especially when you get close to the 18, man, because I've had it happen to me. I'm just going to keep it real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when they start seeing you, you know what I'm saying, they looking at that stallion in you. And that's what they possibly want.
We got a comment off the chat board. This is from Relationship Buzz, and they said that most men they knew dated older women in high school, they got turned out.
Turned out? I wish you would clarify. I wish they would clarify what they mean by
turned out.
What is actually turned out? You know, that could mean many a things.
Yeah.
many of things. But if you did, I mean, I don't know any guy that would turn it down, because that's why we have that situation with so many guys that were in high school getting these teachers pregnant. Think about it, man. For the last past couple of years, what the only thing you see on the news now is teachers getting pregnant, mm-hmm. things like that happen. If you got a situation like that, you know that these older ladies are entertaining the idea of getting with a younger man.
Okay. Let me get the clarification from Relationship Buzz off the chat board, and they said that most men who brag about dating older women say that that was their first time getting hit. Wow.
Don't call that turned out. That's just a lucky
situation. Yeah. All the way.
That turned out.
All the way.
Not at all.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got some nice looking cougars out there, but you got some throw ones out there too. Like, I'm not finna say nothing, but LeBron and Dave, mama, ain't no way. I don't see what Devontae Wentz was doing. I mean, maybe he was doing to get back at LeBron. I mean, I don't know. Boost his ratings up. I don't know. But ain't no way. There is no way. I mean, like, I can even see myself waking up to her. It's like waking up to the candy man. Got to shoot the beans at you. It's like waking up to him, man. It's like, no. Ain't no way.
Well, we do have a caller that would like to get in this conversation. Caller 202-368. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? What's cracking?
What's good, man? Who's talking?
That's Greg, man. I'm talking about older women, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, what you think about that, yo?
Man, I think I learned how to screw older women, man, when I was coming up, you know.
Really?
A lot of brothers. That's a lot of, my first piece of ass, I think, was a older chick, man, you know.
How old were you when you got a hold of something like that, though?
You know, 15, 16, but I found out later on that shit, half the dudes in the neighborhood's hitting it, man, you know? You know?
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, do you feel that right there kind of shaped your mind, stayed on older women at that time, or what do you think happened?
Man, when you're 15, 16, you're trying to hit anything, man, you know, at that age. It don't matter, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
that was the burning about it. You're trying to rock it out the park.
Right. Hey, man, but you know what, man? These older women nowadays, man, it's they're just trying to repackage that, you know, that old tired vagina and then, and then just resell it to somebody else. That's what it's all about, man, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you think it's them trying to find that fountain of youth and get everything moist again?
Yeah, because they're just mad because we can, see, you know, I'm in my 40s, and they hate the fact that, you know, that we can go out here and bang a 25-year-old, but
right.
They can't
right.
do what we do. And that pisses them off, you know. So they're just trying to repackage that tired old hole and try to sell it to somebody else. And they're trying to force younger dudes to buy it. And if I was a young dude, I wouldn't buy it, bro. I'm telling you straight up, man.
The only thing I would, you know, and I don't have a problem with these guys either, but, you know, if she was paying for something, and you know what I mean, she was paying me, and
oh,
I don't
yeah.
really sound like that, but
oh,
I'm
yeah.
just keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
To. And then, you know, it's a whole different ballgame, because I've known situations of guys that dealt with older women, and they were paying. I mean, they weren't paying for the sex, but you can't say they were, because they were buying them clothes, they were buying them cars, taking them places and doing things like that. What do you guys think about cougars that do that? Because sugar daddy do it all the time.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's the same thing they're doing to us. You figure, if you want to date a 25-year-old, 20-year-old, I mean, you got to spend on her. So it's the same thing. The young dudes just switch the game around, you know. And you know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Shit,
right.
I'm all for
that's
it,
right.
bro. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Because by that time, man, they didn't already paid off their houses, credit card bills, and cars. You know what I'm saying? Come and throw me a couple thousand to put back on my student loans, and we even. You know what I'm saying? We straight. Move on.
Yeah, I got a statement. We got a statement right here from Grown Gain off the web chat. He asked, where did the men in their 20s and the women's in their 40s sexual prime thing come from? But he's basically saying, they're saying that men are in their sexual peak in their 20s and women are in their sexual peaks in their 40s. It's a good thing that he said that. I got, well, let me make sure I got the right clip. I want to play a clip for you guys. And, Greg.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold. When we get finished playing this clip, we're going to bring you right back because I like your conversation, my man.
All right.
All right, check this clip out right here, y'all, because, I mean, it's kind of amazing to me that, matter of fact, let's see that this thing right here comes, right, y'all. This right here is a clip that's primarily talking about cougars and them getting older, well, younger men. Y'all check this one out right here, all right? Blog Talk Radio, it's the Middleman.
Why do younger men adore older women? What's the allure? You know, and certainly there's no slim pickings in women their own age, and the women are just absolutely beautiful, great bodies, great hair, great, you know, smiles. So why are they looking to the older women to have relationships with? I think the main reason is confidence. They love our confidence. They love our sass. They love our energy. You know, that's a big turn on. That's like bees to honey, and the confidence is certainly one of the major factors that I hear about all the time. The second is women over 40, they don't play games. Younger women, they haven't understood, they don't understand that yet, and they're not quite sure of themselves, but the more sure you get of yourself and the more confidence that you get as you get older, you know that you don't have to play games to get what you want. So the men really, really appreciate that. Third thing is many women in their 40s certainly don't want children. And it's becoming more popular these days for the men not to want a family as well. So they, women of their own age, are really always talking about the biological clock, and they're put under a lot of pressure to have children before a certain age. And a lot of men don't want that, so they're looking for women that will not put them to the fire on the child issue. Another reason that they really, really like older women is that older women are financially independent. They don't have to depend on them for the things that they want out of life. A smart, sexy woman wants a man that's financially independent as well, so it's not just a one-way street, but they really appreciate that this woman knows how to make her own money, how to save her own money, and how to grow her own money. And they find that, you know, very sexy, and it's something that they really are looking for. And I guess the last thing to sum it all up is a woman over 40 knows what she wants. She's lived life, she's gone through, she's made mistakes, she understands what works and what doesn't work, and she knows what she wants now, she knows how to get it. She just wants to be able to share her life with somebody that's on the same wavelength as she is, and more that happens to be the younger man. So it's pretty understandable why these two demographics are getting together.
All right. That was that clip right there. Cougar, she was talking about why younger men are choosing older women.
Right.
It's kind of interesting that she was talking about some of the things she was talking about, because Grown Game was asking, do we think that maturity plays a role in it? And our man Greg was making some great points also. I'm going to bring him back in. Greg, you're on the line with us right now.
I don't know, man. I mean, I turn it down women, but we got a lot of 30-year-old women acting like 15-year-olds out here. A lot of 15-year-old girls acting
true.
Like 30-year-old women. You know what I'm saying?
That is
there
true.
Are a lot of silly-ass 40-year-old women out here. They're just as stupid as 20-year-olds, from what I'm saying.
Maturity,
I don't know. No, those days are gone, bro.
Yeah, because she basically was saying that the way she was saying, I agree with what you were saying, Jack, Greg, but if she was saying it from the standpoint, once a woman gets past the age of 40, she knows what she wants, she's established herself, she got everything going, and that's why younger men are choosing that, because that's what they're looking for. Now, if you think about it, if that was a true statement, there would be a lot of young guys out here walking around with 40-plus women, and that ain't
that's
the
right.
case.
No. They're just creeping, bro. They're hitting it on the down low. They're hitting it on the side, you know, and they're going over. You know what? When I was banging them older chicks, I would just, you know what? They would call me over and say, hey, let's meet up Saturday. I go over there. She had my beer out there, had my weed for me. I go, you know, knock it out for a couple hours, and I'm gone.
Right.
You know? This is how it was. Maybe the game has changed, man, you know? Has the game changed or what?
No, man, it's still the same, but I don't know, man. You know, some of these jokers ain't right in the head, man. Some of them ain't right in the head, man. Because, I mean, you're right. You do what you do and you keep it moving. But there's some people out there that, you know, they still on that dum-dum. That's how I love to look at it.
Right.
What do you think about it all, Al?
I mean, you got some out there that are, maybe they're looking for, but are still looking for that one. And in their mind, if they think they can bag, you know, a nice young guy, maybe mold him in the image that they want, that they can try to keep. Nine out of ten, if that guy ain't going to stay with you, man. Like, in his mind, he's 25, 45. Okay, when I'm 45, she's going to be 65. So I'm still going to be young, and she's going to be ragged. You know what I'm saying? Wrinkly. And, you know, stop paying too.
And also, man, you know what? While you with that older chick, 40, you be checking out that body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, women wear makeup. You know, they look good. They wear the tight jeans, the older ones. But then when you get them butt-ass naked, man, you start seeing that shit, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I will say this, though, and to all our listeners that are of a different race, please excuse my comment, but I'm going to tell you it's a truth to me. There are some black women, older black women, that they keep themselves like, wow! Miss Parker.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, I've seen them.
There is some.
Right.
Now, what do you guys think about this pop culture thing, you know, as far as all these shows we have, Cougar Town and all these other different elements that they're putting out there where it's fashionable, like you were saying earlier, Greg, where it's fashionable and popular, where it's, you know, they're fooling these young guys to go after these older women, man.
Well, you know,
I mean,
they've been doing that for years, you know what I'm saying, as far as with the, like, the pool boy type setting.
You know,
they've been putting that out there for us for years. But it's just that now, you know, it's become more accepted. You know, the old women think that this is something new to them. It, you know, it brings another spark to their other side of life. You know, so of course they're going to do it. You know, of course they're going to be out there trying to pull them dirt. You know, and we going to, well, not all of us, but some guys going to bite. I mean, if a fool come up to me, man, I'm going to throw my fishing pole out there. And
she's going to
bring me back, you know, so. I mean, hey, you know.
Hey, we do have another caller. Greg, you can stay on the line with us, man, as long as you want. But caller 662-812, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What's going on, Kev? It's Hammer, man.
Hey, what's up, Hammer?
Okay, caller, how y'all doing?
Hey, man, we doing
good,
well,
man,
doing well. What you think about all these cougars and all these sugar daddies out here?
Oh, man, I got to get in on this. The younger men, you know, it's nothing new. Younger men always wanted older women. For one, I think it's a sense of gaining the trophy as far as getting an older woman with our peers. But nowadays, the game, like y'all said, is totally different because an older woman is more settled and knows how to take care of a man. You know, she done been out there in the street. She done had her fun. Like you said, she got her money. She got her house together and all this stuff. She knows how to take care of a man, how to cater to a man's ego, be it as an older man or a younger man. These young women don't have a clue, a lot of them. You know, not just picking on them, but most of them, you take a lot of women a day in their 20s, man, 25, 27, even in their 30s. Half of them that I know can't even cook, you know, refuse to keep a house. You know, everything is about what they want, when they want it. But it changes after a while when a younger man gets with an older woman. Of course, they cater into his ego, taking care of them. But when we get a little bit older, then our interest tends to change to a younger woman because we're already on the level is with the older one. We can't go any further for her.
Right.
All right. So we look for that little bit of sense of excitement. You know, as far as the sugar daddies, I got to admit, I've been guilty of that. Well, there's been a...
Hold on, you a sugar daddy? So you say you guilty of being a sugar daddy?
I've been guilty of it. I done little cake and then, you know.
Oh, Lord. At least you're real about it.
I'm real about it, man. I had one. Now, she hadn't done anything wrong, but she wouldn't put forth a whole lot of effort. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she was hard to say no to. But when the qualifications came on taking her to the next level, or you know, this won't be somebody I might be considered married to, the qualifications weren't there for that now. Not a look and a smile and a good time was there, but that's not necessarily something I wanted to keep on my plate as far as, you know, making a whole lot of serious investment in this, you know. But with the older woman knows how to spoil a man.
Right.
And young women just know how to do enough to keep the man quiet, in a sense. You know, well, girl, you want me to do this, I bet he gonna complain. You see, with older woman, like you said, there's no games, no tomfoolery going on. She know when this man come home from work, she's gonna have his meals ready for him. And,
so what
you're
saying is a lot of guys are looking for a lot of young women should be giving them a stable relationship when they deal with these cougars.
Right.
But is that something? I mean, we're going to entertain the question a little bit later on, but ain't that kind of like looking for a mama?
Yeah, it is. But see, that all depends on the man. A lot of men, especially these young guys today, I gotta take a poke at them too. A lot of these young guys today don't know how to be a man.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because they're looking to depend on a woman. And that's not part of being a man. Being a man is holding your own. You see, and taking care of your own, being a provider. That's a load that we slap with from the time that we born by society. That's demanded of us. But a lot of these young guys now, they don't want that. I mean,
right.
You have to just about drag them out of their foot. I mean, by their foot out of bed to get them to even go to work or to look for a job. But when a woman comes in and they see she got what they need and she's willing to get that to them, whatever reason the woman has, they're going to hop on it for real because they got an older woman, they're driving her car, they're living in her house. You know, she's taking care of them. But
they're doing is setting themselves.
Go ahead.
Well, Hammer, we got a comment off the chat board, and I'm thinking his comment is related to what you said earlier. He said that some older women do play games. They understand how to play mind games.
Exactly, because they've been out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out there. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know the street.
Yeah.
They know the mind games. These young girls don't have a clue. You see what I'm saying? You can't play house if you can't even keep house. You see, if you can't even keep a home, make a home, how can you play these adult games when you're not even on adult level? But see, an older woman knows the game. You can't, a young guy that's not a whole lot, he's going to get over on an older woman. The only thing he might get by is her tolerance level. You see, everyone has a limit to what they will put up with and what they accept. You know, you can't go through no more than nobody can put you through more than what you allow them to.
That's
but
right.
See, for a young girl, they don't understand that. And
you know what?
Go ahead.
I was thinking this, man. This is my own opinion about shit. You know what? When we were growing up, women had all the power in the mating and dating game from 14 to maybe 35, right? Women got most of the power, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
What happens is that men start gaining the power as we get older, 35 and 40, right? I'm getting older now. I come across all kind of pussy, man, nowadays. From 20-year-olds to 40, 50-year-olds, right? I have access to all of it now. And what happens is a lot of older dudes have this power now, so they're banging younger chicks. So a chick that's 45 or 50, even though she might be banging, a dude's going to pick a 35-year-old over a 45-year-old any day.
Mm-hmm.
These women are left.
These
women are kind of left in the cold, so they have to kind of go after these younger dudes, because these older brothers just ain't gonna be trying to fuck with them, man. On a serious tip, you know.
Yeah.
That's just what I see, man.
If you pass by gyms, you know, all day, man, you see nothing but older women in there trying to get their body right. You know,
white
they,
women.
They,
Yeah, white women. Yeah, old white women up in there trying to get their body right, man. But, I mean, like you said, Greg, I mean, shoot. I mean, hey, you know, hold on. We got another caller that want to comment. Let's get this caller right quick.
All right. Caller 414, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
Peace and blessings. This is Queenie Farmer calling.
What's up, Queenie
Farmer? How you doing?
Man, look, I just tuned in and got a whole whiff of this conversation. Cougars and sugar daddies and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm not a cougar. I'm an older woman, but definitely not a cougar. A young man can't do nothing for me, and I beg to differ. You know, when you come to say that older men don't find older women attractive, I mean, that's all I deal with is men around my age. I just cannot see myself with someone else's son, and that's how I look at them, you know.
Right.
Anybody younger than me, to me, is like a child. If you cannot relate to the era that I've been in outside of your reading about it in a book, then I won't have anything to do with you. But I do agree that there are older women, and a lot of that has to do with insecurity and what the brother said about availability. But I think that availability comes with maturity of the woman. And if a woman could be 70 years old and be very immature, you know, just as immature as some of these younger women are, and you have some younger women who are very mature.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to the whole cougar thing, and I did a show on that one time about cougars, I find it interesting, because I've had young guys shooting at me before, but I just find it interesting that that older women, you know, gravitate toward young guys, and I always question why they do it. And I figured that a lot of times, you know, they can manipulate a younger man a little bit more easier because they've had experience.
Yeah,
you know, at manipulation. And I think it has a lot to do with sex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it has a lot to do with sex in this whole hypersexual society.
True.
And so as a woman grows older, it, you know, naturally her libido goes down, seriously. But, you know, in fear of losing that particular era of her life, she wants to try to recapture that and just suck all the life out of a young man. And, you know, I just think, you know, I just think that, you know, I just think, you know, for me, I don't think it's hard to find someone in your own age group. I'm just a real firm believer in age-appropriate relationships, I would say.
I feel you, Queen, but what about the whole little thing they say age ain't nothing but a number?
Right.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they say, and I think that can be individualized because, like I said, you have young men who are very mature. I mean, really manly and know what to do as far as being a man is concerned, but, you know, then on the other hand, they're just little boys. Really, you know what I'm saying? For me, they're just little boys. And, I mean, that's how I look at them, as little boys growing into men. And I'm not here to raise nobody's son to be a man. You got to be a man when you come to me. You know, I don't want to raise, like, my guy is 62 years old. You know, and I swear to God, sometimes I feel like I'm his mama. You know, sometimes.
Queen, let me ask you a quick question. What would you say is the appropriate age differentiation of, you know, for to be developmentally appropriate or age range for dating? You know, as far as if a guy, let's say if a guy is 25, what would you say should be the cutoff point from him to be dating an older woman, in your opinion?
I would say if he's 25, I would give him 5 years. You know, I think they'd have to be able to relate, era-wise, at least. A woman 30, she's still young. She still listens to the same types of music and, you know, can wear the same types of clothes as a 25-year-old woman. So vice versa.
What about the woman? Like, if she's 25, what should be the cutoff for her? I mean, because we see a lot of younger women dating, you know, like, if they're in their 25, they may be married to a guy that's 35, 36, 37. I mean, like, is that appropriate for her?
You know what, though? I swear, I really hate to put, you know, to me, it still boils down to the maturity of the individuals involved, you know, and why they're getting together, you know, because I've seen younger women with older men really in love. I mean, get married and have families, and he's about to 1 foot in the grave. You know what I'm saying? But right. They're happy with one another. But I haven't seen many successful relationships with older women and younger men. And basically, the older woman is always at a point of insecurity because there are so many age-appropriate women around his age that are looking good, body's tight, you know, stuff like that, the things that appeal to the physical side of the man that mm-hmm. she, you know, I don't give a damn how much exercise you do. When you get older, shit going south, okay,
right.
Regardless. I don't give a damn how much you in the gym. Okay.
Hey, Queen, we got our man Greg. He wanted, you can stay on. We got our man Greg. I think he would like to make another comment right here. Greg, get back live with the middleman. What's up, Greg?
Okay, the only thing I have to say, man, is look, we didn't invent the game. The women invented the game. Okay, and the game's been going on before we were born. The game's been going on. Like, no, the game is going on, bro. Okay.
Right.
The women invented the game. Okay. Mm-hmm. They invented this game. And men are just starting to play the game better than the women are playing it. That's why they pissed off, bro. Because,
what is the game?
You know the game.
No, I don't.
The game is this. Women have all the power, pretty much. They used to. Now men are starting to get a little power in the game.
No, they don't.
Don't like it.
They don't have no power. You still don't have
they
none.
Don't. I got
you still
the power.
Don't have none.
Okay, I'll
you
tell you why.
You still don't have power. Hey, not that kind of power.
Do you know why I know men have the power now? Because you watch all these shows on Blog Talk and the Cosmopolitan magazine. It's always about men and why women are having these problems with these men getting guys to commit, getting guys to marry them. Because men have the upper hand now in the game.
No, they don't.
Men still don't
have the upper hand. Women just bitching and complaining about shit. That men still don't have the upper hand. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You know, a lot of these women don't have men, and dudes are getting pussy. So somebody's losing out in the game, and it's the women.
And women
right?
are getting dick. I mean, come on now, let's keep it real. I mean, we got so much frivolous sex going around here; it's unbelievable.
Look, I went out Friday night with some friends of mine, right, to a spot. I probably could have fucked 7 or 8 women in that damn spot that night. Okay, I tell you.
Come on, you know you so
full of yourself.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Look. A man could go out right now tonight on Saturday night, and you know what? There's probably 4 or 5 women he probably could reasonably take home that same night. Okay?
Get out of here! Well, you know what? You know, as sad as the situation is, if with women, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, looking for Mr. Goodbar. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If women would stop giving y'all pussy. If the whole shit had changed, all that whining and bitching won't even be happening. I'm telling you.
Well, I think, I agree with what you just said, but it's like you said, the way that it is now with the women out here and the amount of men that they claim they can't get, that's why you have so many young girls and so many younger women, you know, willing to go home with that dude. And like you said, you can say, if you're in the right situation, then there's a strong possibility you might not take them all at home at the same time.
Right.
But you're going to get, you're going to get them four, and you're going to probably be a different time, and I believe it can happen also. So it's really strange how it is right now.
Right. And women are attracted to men that have something. So if a brother is flossing, what they call it, swagging or whatever, when they got the, whatever you call that, swagger thing going on or whatever. You know, women are attracted. Yeah, they're attracted to that. You know, women are more attracted to power than they are to a guy's looks, actually. You know what I'm saying? And if
money.
A guy...
Yeah,
that's what that is power, baby. And that's what I'm talking about. And if a guy look like he got it going on, you know, money-wise and stuff like that, and he's buying all the drinks at the bar, and he's setting up the bar, and he's...
Right?
He's looking good and shit smelling good, and he got a splash and a few dollars. He may have got a welfare check or something. But it's just the idea that he's flossing that night and he's looking good. He's driving somebody's whip, might not even be his. And
well,
she's
queen.
Impressed.
Right,
queen.
But there's only one problem with that, queen. After we hit it 3 or 4 times, y'all catch feelings. All right, that's the problem.
Yeah, but that's right. I mean, see, what women don't understand is sex to us is far deeper than just a, you know, just for the night, you know, just going. Because I hear women talking about, I'm going to get me some, like, you going to get you some. It don't work like that for women, and that's why they all come away brokenhearted.
That's right.
Is because
can't do what we
they,
do.
Yeah, they can't. You can't. We can't do it like men. A man are going for 529 women and don't feel nothing for none of them. Women cannot do that. You know, women can't do that. I'm serious. If she can do that, something wrong with her. All right? Because
yep.
it's more personal.
Well,
sex
wait, hold
is a very
Quinn,
personal thing for
you guys. Quinn, I got something for both of you guys. And we're going to bring our man, Hammer. I think he would like to make a comment right here also.
Okay.
Y'all hold 1 second right here. This is another clip I want to play. It's kind of interesting that you guys were talking about that, what you just said. This clip right here is about sex for love or sex for money. And they're talking about dating. This young woman right here is talking about dating a sugar daddy right here. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Greg and Queen, y'all hold on 1 second. We're going to bring
okay.
you guys right back in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Check this out, y'all.
The reason I chose these type of relationships was because I needed something new, something different from what I had before. Because those weren't panning out, those relationships, you look across the room and you fall in love and lust and all of those things, and then a year later, there's nothing, there's no commitment, there's no white wedding, there's no baby. You've just been with this person and committed to this person, and it's kind of, you know, over. So in these type of relationships, it's more the sky's the limit. It's more an arrangement. It's where it's beneficial to both parties. A man goes into it because he wants, and let's face it, he wants a beautiful woman. He wants someone to have fun with. That's the one word I hear all the time from these men is they don't want an emotional commitment. It's this no strings attached thing. Going back to talking about someone that asked me if I've ever had sex for money, and it's like, you know, Tyra, my aim is to have sex for love, always. And, you know, I could give you an example. On a second date, someone I met on SeekingArrangement.com, he took me to Paris. I've had friends with benefits, okay? They know who they are. I've had one-night stands, I could say. I've had those. And, you know, and I've had a sugar daddy.
She just flat out letting you know that she got a sugar daddy. That's what she all about right there. Something else
wow.
right there. Something else right
Man.
There. We're gonna bring Queen Greg and my man Hammer back in.
Well,
Hammer, man,
that's
you had a comment. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh man. Now I gotta disagree with you, Greg, on this whole power
really?
Shift thing. Yeah, that's how I feel. From
okay.
from a younger guy. No matter whether it's a young guy or older guy, everything a man does, a male does, whether it's from the smallest insect to the biggest whale, everything we do is to achieve a mate or to mate, as to gain that. When we buy these nice clothes, cars, the rims, the haircut, we're not doing that to impress the women. I mean, men, we're doing that
right.
to attract women.
Right.
Everything we do is to attract women. So the
right.
women hold the power because they have what we want. But then
right.
we hold the strength because we tend to have what they need.
Right.
But there's a whole
right.
lot of men that do a whole lot of things to get what they want. There's a lot of men in prison right now because of it. There's
right.
a lot of
yep.
them out here working some really crappy jobs just to hang on to what they want. The
yep.
Thing comes in when it comes to that power shift. Now, the women have always had it, but now you have more women that tend to abuse it. You see
right.
what I'm saying? And
right.
mistreat that power. And these are the women that grow up old with a house full of cats and nobody to be with them. These
yes.
are the women that's chasing after young men. Not just ones
right.
that are attracted to, because age don't have nothing to do with attraction. But these
right.
are the women, this is when their insecurity comes in.
Right.
When they've abused this power at a younger age, and then when they get older, you know, their reputation follows you. See, a woman's reputation follows her through the rest of her life. A man's
That's
reputation
right.
jumps from person
right.
to person. Do you see what I'm saying? And when it comes to that power,
Good comment.
That's what makes a woman insecure or confident. Whether she's abused that power or not. And when it comes to being a sugar mama or sugar daddy, see, the thing that well, as long as we have some other men, especially my beautiful black women, as long as we have something that the woman needs.
Your show is scheduled to start in 3 minutes.
She's
gonna
be what?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, as soon as once we have something she needs, that woman's gonna be humble as a kitten. But when her power starts to grow, when she gets to where she can do just a little bit worse on her own or better, you see, once that power shifts changes, she don't necessarily need us anymore. And that's when that confidence comes in, because she can get what she wants. See, she's not after what she needs anymore because she has it already.
Hold that thought right there. We got another caller that would like to get in this conversation right here. Caller 601-238. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's going on? Caller 601-238. You're live on the show.
Until showtime.
All right, I guess they might have hit the button by mistake. All right, continue with that thought right there. Now, Hamlet.
Okay. Yeah.
I got 2 minutes until my show starts.
Hey,
so.
Go ahead and give okay. your show a shout out so everybody know where you're at so they can tune in to you, Queen.
Okay, well, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. My show starts at 6 o'clock. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I'm just gonna just start talking. But it's in 2 minutes. But I want to say about the last caller.
Okay.
See, the last call. I think that when I hear women like that, that to me, that's just kind of like, being a prostitute in a different kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like you're standing on the corner or you work for some madam or something like that, but it's still an exchange for sex for money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically that's exactly what it is, you know. And when I hear, you know, like the brother was saying about how, you know, women, they be with different guys and they're still not satisfied. But see, that's because the woman really doesn't know who she is, you see,
mm-hmm.
and choosing a mate, you know, it takes time. You got to get to know a person, and I think we rush into the physical part too quickly, and that's culturally fed for us to do that. You have to be able to override that culture with some type of value system. And I think a lot of times is that the value system that we have are so, you know, screwed up, even in the churches and all, you know, people really just don't know what to do when it comes to relationships. So for many women, they go for the money. You know what I'm saying? They will, if he can pay my bills, or even if they can pay them themselves, they still like expect the male to pay for the dinner, or they still expect men to do certain things.
The game is over. These women don't realize this is 2011, and the rules have changed. The men are onto the game.
So they
have.
The
rules have changed.
Just told you, brother. The rules have not changed.
They have changed.
No, they
haven't. What I think he means the game is for this generation, maybe. These younger girls
do not understand
older women do.
No, men are chasing money. They ain't chasing pussy no more. They're chasing money. Dudes ain't trying to marry women. I know dudes don't even want to live with them no more. They want to go there and hit it and be done with their ass. The game is different now. Women don't understand that. The game is different.
The game's changed. I
got to
go, y'all. My show
The game is different now. Dude, you don't have to get married to get pussy. You don't have to get married to have children. Dudes ain't trying to get married. They don't even want to live with women no more. They want to just hit it, go over there and hit it. Dudes don't even want to go out on dates anymore with women. I'm serious, man. It's gotten that bad. They don't even want to go out on dates, man. I mean, it's just the game is fucked up now, and that's just the way it is, bro. I don't know what planet you on, but the game has changed, bro. Huh?
Well, I believe it definitely. I know it's changed. But see, that's what those old morals that we grew up with, see, those old morals aren't in effect anymore. You know, the old rules don't apply to this younger generation. And it makes it easier and for a lot of this to go on. Like I said, I still think that women hold the power, but at the same time, like you say, the reason men act like we do now is because women allow us to. And the reason a lot of the women act like they do now is because we allow them to. Take your parents. Take your parents. Now, your mom was going to cook for her husband, take care of the house, you see?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a whole lot of disputing going on there. Now,
right.
Now, shoot, man, I just about had to threaten to hit her with a rock to get a sandwich out of her or something. But, I'm saying it, but it's what we allow them to get away with. You see what I'm saying? Just like the women allow a lot of these young guys not to work. See, as older guys, we know better. We know sooner or later that's going to get tired, that needs to be taken care of, bills to be taken care of. And whether we say it, whether we're paying for it directly or indirectly, we still paying for it. You see, we can do it by taking care of them.
No. Them days are over, bro. Them days to take care of women are over. Them days are gone. Dudes ain't trying to take care of women. That's over, bro.
Right. But see, they don't want that now. You see, those were the old standards. They want what they want. You see, a woman, a lot of them today, they want to be independent when it comes to doing things that they want. But they want to be codependent when it comes to things that they need.
You know what it is? It's salad bar feminism. They want to be independent when it suits them. They want to be housewife when it suits them. They want to strip on a dance floor when it suits them, and then they want to get married when it suits them. Men are not catering to women anymore. That's just stone cold reality, bro.
Hey Greg, you don't have to steal that, right?
You know what?
Huh?
We got
Greg, you know I'm gonna have to steal it, right? That salad bar syndrome.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm gonna
sir.
Have to steal
it.
But they don't want to pay for their own drinks, right? They want to be independent, but they don't want to pay for their own drinks and dinners and shit.
Right.
That's because we got smarter. We learned to look past that pretty face, see. We become pretty proof of the thing.
Let me ask you all a question that, you know, we posed today. As far as relation to, like, older men, y'all feel that they date younger women so they can try to take advantage of them or just to control them? You know, is it a control-type mechanism or is this something easy that they can just do?
It's simple, bro. I'll tell you why. Because they got those big, nice, round, firm asses. Okay? It's that simple. It's that damn simple, bro. You're overthinking this, man, too much, all right? I'm all too old, younger women. It's very simple, okay? That's it, man, all right?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. You've seen them.
These young women ain't what they were when we was young.
You don't want them for that anyway, man. What you want?
Man.
I'm in my 40s. If I see a young thing, I ain't trying to get into a psychological conversation with her about whatever. You know, I'm trying to do what I got to do, man. You know? Yeah, come on now.
Hey, to all the females that out there right now, the phone lines are open to all the other males out there that would like to converse with us. Phone lines are open. The number is 718-508-9972. To everybody on our web chat, I appreciate all you guys. Conversation, a web, let's see, relationship buzz, our man Dub G, Black Man 37, Grown Game, all our guests that are listening in. Man, it's been very interesting up to this point right here, man. I mean, let's talk about these sugar daddies a little bit, man, because I think those guys are the ones who are souring the game.
Yep.
The ones that out here that just, you know, buying everything, paying for everything. I know, it's a relationship, but she said that sex is never free. So, with all these guys out here paying, what the purpose of anybody ever getting anything for free?
Right. But you know what? Who getting it free? But what they fail to realize is like you say, this 2011 man, pipe ain't free.
Hell no.
I'm not going to lie to you. under 6 years old, and I'm in real good shape. But I need a little bit more than that. You see what I'm saying? Because the girl, when I had, I mean, she got one. I ain't going to take no credit from her. But old girl next door got one, too. Old girl down the street got one, too. You see?
Yeah.
So when they come to that, I need them to bring a little bit something to the table. I already got me. Got my own house. Got my own car. So, and I'm pretty happy my kid can meet it, too. See what I'm saying? But when one of them come and they want that time, a woman to do something for them, they can't even look at the table than some TNA. Because TNA come a time or something.
Oh yeah, like Queen said, you know, eventually everything going downhill, and then what's left? You have
right.
nothing to offer. But you got a lot of guys out here that's, you know, and I mean, I'm past the point of having to even worry about these young girls. But a lot of older guys my age and older that's paying for everything. So when the younger guys come along, it seems like these young girls are going to expect them to buy and pay for everything that they
right.
want. Is that right?
No,
it ain't right.
Because The young ones, like I said, they at the point where they don't see what they need. They can't see 5, 10, 15 years down the road. They don't see that. All they want is what they want in their hands at that time, like Greg said, when it suits them, what benefits them. But men, we've gotten smarter. See, we used to do a whole lot of stuff like that just to keep that pretty face and just to have a young one on our arm. But now it's not the same. Like I say, the pipe ain't free these days.
Well, what y'all think about, you know, Hammer, we kind of losing your phone, breaking up, make sure you check your reception. But
okay.
What do you guys think about the whole situation with, what's the female, the blonde-haired female that died? She was dating that guy that was like 90-something years old.
Anna Coleman?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Anna Coleman. What do y'all think
yeah.
about a situation with guys like that? I mean, they well off. They can trick their money however they want to. They can trick it off however they want to, and they end up getting the young girl like that,
hey,
man. I mean, what do y'all think about guys like that?
Well,
one thing,
man, you got women out here that are gold digging for Social Security checks, okay? So, I mean, I'm serious. I see that all the time, man. You know, so I think she deserved it. Any woman that will lay in bed with a 90-year-old man, she deserves everything she got. That's how I think it, man. You know?
That's more about that security thing and what she can get out of that. That's all I see. That's the only way I can see it. Yeah, because no matter how you put it together, the mechanics of it don't make no sense. That's just next.
No. Right.
But,
hey, Hammer, you need to check that reception, man. We losing you very
okay.
bad.
Yeah.
Try to get in a better signal right quick. Try to get a better signal right quick. We've got a caller. We're going to
okay.
go ahead and bring them right in. I'll let you get a second to get your phone together, Hammer. Caller 601, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What's going on with your brother Gordon? Can you hear me?
What's going on now? Is this brother
Exit? Exit only, homie. Been trying to get on for a minute. Was listening to your conversation. Everything sounds so interesting.
Hey, man, appreciate that, brother. Well, what's going on? What's your thoughts on this whole Sugar Daddies versus these Cougars?
Well, if you got a moment of time, I can break down the whole history of how everything even transpired and came about the way that it is. First of all, women lost self-esteem in themselves and self-respect, which created this whole genre of men treating them the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back when we started the club scene, we used to sit there and set up the notion of let women in free, and you could charge the men $10 to get in, because they're going to get in if the women in there. But dope dealers came into the picture and they started treating women like property, putting money in their hands and just giving it to them and kicking them to the side. So women started feeling like, well, money was the connection to love. So they started trying to have all this money. And then as they started thinking about their independence and started realizing, I don't need no man. Who was it, Webby, that gave them that inspiration? And they came out with this, I don't need a man. And then they started just sucking money out of men and not giving anything in return. Which made men lose respect to them and just figure, well, we'll just use them as sperm dumpers. So when they get them, they hit them, they kick them to the curb, and ain't no love there. The cougars come into the when you have older women who actually envy these younger women and sit there and desire to be treated in a sexual manner instead of look at with that utmost respect that they earn throughout their time frame of getting there. So you have the older women who want the young men to hold on to their youth. You have younger women who trying to grab on and just for that money, because the dope dealers don't exist no more. All of them done died off or else in jail. So this is what caused the structure of it all, and this is why it's number chaos and ain't no order.
I feel you on that, man. So you saying that the guys that had all the bread earlier spoiled these jokers, and the ones,
well,
you know,
when the,
go ahead.
When the dope dealer came in the picture and play, it was just all about flashy what I got. Now, it's a difference between a dope dealer and the old school hustler that actually sold drugs, the one that walked around in the jeans and T-shirt and kept a pocket full of money that everybody in the community know what he did, but he took care of the community. That was a different time frame. Then your dope boys came in play, the ones that used to cut their names in the head and wear all the jewelry and the flashy cars and so forth, and they just started throwing money at women.
Right.
Once that happened, women started grasping for the money, and they lost respect and they failed. It just came about a dollar. Because I used to watch those beautiful women running around with these hood thug boys, and the whole thing was they were feeding them. They were just giving them their money, not giving them no time, not giving them no love, not giving them no attention, just giving them that money.
I feel you on that, man. But, you know, we got another clip I'm going to play right here. This is a young sister right here. She's talking about why she feel that older men date younger women. So let's get her perspective. I appreciate your perspective.
Yeah.
Right there. All right, we're going to put you guys on mute if you want to get back in. Just let us know. We're going to go ahead and play this clip right quick. Appreciate you, X.
No problem. Now, brother, anytime.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute. Greg, hold on 1 second. All right, this right here is another clip we're going to play for you guys. Check this out. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk.
I was just thinking. I was sitting and thinking and wondering, and because something had came up, and so it, like, boggled my mind. Now, I date older men. Like, 95% of the time, you know, he's, like, older than in my age range, and that's just what I prefer. I can't really say why. I mean, I like to think that some older guys are more mature than younger guys. That's not the case, because I've ran into some guys that act younger than me, and then ran into some younger guys who were more mature than a lot of other guys I've dealt with. But I have this one question. When I look back at all the guys that I have dated that were, like, significantly older than me, which is what I usually go for, they only date younger girls. And it's not like younger, like, say if they're 35, they date 28. No. It's like freshly 18. Like when I was, I'll say 18 because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but when I was 18, I was dating this guy who was like 33, 34, something like that. And then, like, now he's still dating 18-year-olds. And, like, with other guys, they're still dating these younger girls. I would think that as you get older, your younger will be a little bit older as you're getting older. But these guys are still, like, with the really, really young girls. And I'm like, what is it? Like, I don't understand it. Sometimes I just wonder. I'm like, why? Like, I don't want to be the chosen young girl that whatever. But I'm just like, huh? And then me and my sister were talking about it, and she was like that, well, a lot of people within their age range wouldn't put up with some of the shit that they dish out with these younger chicks. And it's kind of true. I mean, with somebody that's more mature and has been through it, they're not willing to sit down and go through your shit because they got their own shit to take care of. But, I mean, now it's like, it's not attractive to me. Like, if I was to look at someone's track record and I would see that the last four girls that they messed with were, like, 18. Like, it's like these guys sit around, they meet these girls when they're 17. They sit around and once they're 18, they're like, yes, I got her. I'm like, I don't get it. What is this fascination with these young chicks? I mean, I'm not that old myself, so I really can't say anything. And, okay, of course, I go for these older men. But it's like sometimes you should just take time out to try to come up with somebody that you can actually relate to.
And that was another clip right there, this young lady, what she feels. Now, I know Queen kind of alluded to that a little bit earlier, what she's saying, find somebody that you can relate to. What do you think about some of the things that she was talking about right there, Al?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
I ain't mean to put you on the spot like that, man, but she kind of broke it down a little bit, the high school.
Yeah,
she I mean, it's from a younger lady, because, I mean, she was dating older guys, you know. She didn't want, really, she didn't want to say that she was dating guys that were in their 30s when she was probably about 15 or 14.
Right.
And you know, that kind of leads to one of the questions that we wanted to ask everybody also. You know, what do you think about these older guys dating these younger women? Are they trying to take advantage of them or trying to control them? What's that whole situation about? The phone line's open, 718-518-9972. If you guys want to get into this, please press that number one before we close the show down. We want to get with you guys and converse this with you. So what's going on, Al? I know you asked that earlier. What do you think about it now?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as with, you know, that particular situation, I mean, you know, it depends on, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the lifestyle of that person, too. I mean, people nowadays, man, they live in different lifestyles back in the day, you know what I'm saying, as far as what I've seen my dad, you know, growing up and living life, you know what I'm saying, because guys and older women, man, I mean, they on a different level, man. Like, it's a different ball game now. People are getting scared. People are wondering if I'm going to ever be with somebody. So they just doing what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? If I can get them, I can get them. If not, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have fun getting some. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just think the lifestyle stuff is different now. Way, way, way different. I mean, you know, you can tell by the TV shows we got now versus TV shows we had back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we had TV shows based on family structure. Now we got TV shows based on how many women or men, you know what I'm saying, men could actually, you know what I'm saying, get with how many women or women can get with.
Flavor of Love, dog.
Yeah, most definitely. You know,
all these
like
other shows
they
got, Flavor of Love and Marry a Millionaire and all these good things like that.
All
but
it.
Now, when it do come to the older cougars or the older sugar daddies, will we consider these guys molesters? Now, I know someone on the web chat stated earlier that, you know, they may not, I don't think they feel that they're molesters. Me personally, I think if you're dating somebody and your age is significantly older, or you could be their daddy, you know, or their mama.
Right. Yeah.
There might be something wrong. Now, I don't know, you know, I know Infamous said 5 years, but we got situations out here where you got people like 25 years older, 15 years older than the other person. What are you people on the phone lines or on the web chat? What do y'all think about that? And Go ahead, Al.
Oh, you know, so I was just gonna get old. Tell you like this, man. Ashton Kutcher, you know what I'm saying? He got him one. I mean, you know, Demi Moore is fine as hell.
Yeah, but that relationship is kind of awkward too, Playboy. And you know, I mean, he's a cougar because she did go out with him, but he's stable, so it has to be safe.
Deal. Yeah, go ahead, bring Greg back in. Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Close
hey,
up.
Greg, did you have anything else you wanted to add into that, brother?
Yeah, I mean, look at Halle Berry. She was that white dude. He was 15 years younger than her. But
she wanted that for a baby.
Yeah, just a baby. Hey, what I was going to say is, look, man, me being a 45-year-old dude, it ain't like dudes are out here trying to chase these young girls. You could pull up in a gas station, and these girls are approaching dudes, man. It ain't the other way around. It ain't some dude trying to chase some young girl. These girls are coming up to dudes, trying to get money out of dudes. You got a nice car. These chicks just they pussies get wet, man. It's all about money.
Dollar sign.
That's just what I see, man. It's all a money game now, you know. And that's why men don't respect women no more, because women aren't falling in love. I think men actually fall in love, fall in love for the right reasons. They're actually looking for love. Women are looking for money. Not all of them, but I'd say 95% of them. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know? That's just what I see, man. You know?
And what part of the world, if we may ask, where you live at?
I'm in Baltimore. Right
in Baltimore. Baltimore. Yeah,
you
know, I know it's probably a little different up there, man. I hear it's
all money, man. It's all money out here. It's all what kind of car you got and shit like that, what you wearing. And if you got the right shit, you know, you can get pussy. If you ain't, you know, unless you're some, you know, one of those pretty boys or some shit. Other than that, it's all money, man. And
right,
that's why dudes don't respect women no more, man. That's why we give them the dick to suck and the ass to kiss. And I think women caused it. You know?
Hey, man, Greg, we appreciate you, man, for sticking in with us this whole time. Hey, man, you drop some bombs, man. Tell your friends about us. Download this show and hear all that knowledge that you gave and everything that you know you put into this show today, man. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, appreciate you, Greg. All right, to everybody that's on the phone line, to everybody that's on the web chat, everybody that's listening to us via the internet, any other means you're listening to us, we do appreciate you for listening to the Middleman Talk Show today. Normally, right now, we wouldn't do the talk of the town, but that other person, we don't call them co-hosts no more. Dan and Nick, they ain't show up, so we don't have a talk of the town for you guys. So today, we're going to go ahead and close out everything early. Man, it's going down. It went down. We appreciate everybody that was in the web chat today. Don Calypso, all our guests, Dub G, everybody. Everybody. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to the Middleman Talk Show next week. If the other guy, Nick Eaton, decides to have a show this Thursday, make sure y'all tune in to Talk of the Town this Thursday, 8 p.m. That's Eastern. 8
p.m.
8 p.m.
That's
Eastern.
Right.
That is our entertainment show. We are talking about music, things that dealing with music. Hopefully, we probably may ask someone to do a guest host if Nick is not able to do the show. And I think this guy, he's listening right now. Hint, hint. And he do have a lot of information about the music industry. And hint, hint. So you know who we talking to.
But if you all are listening, make sure you all hit the follow button. If you all are listening to this show archive, make sure y'all hit the follow button on Blog Talk or add us as friends on Facebook. You know, just type in The Middleman Talk Show on Facebook and join our Facebook page as well. We'd love to have you keep up with us and what we're doing. Like I said earlier in the show, we got some things that we have planned for the future. So you all make sure you all look out for that. Also, follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at The Middleman Al. You follow Kevin at The Middleman KD. Follow Nick at Nick Eden on Twitter. And, hey, man, good show today. Thanks for everybody for tuning in and listening. Make sure you can tune in this Thursday. Make sure you can tune in next Sunday and every week after that. So keep his middle name brand head. Memorize. Tell your mom and auntie and grandma's cousins and aunts. Keep the step cousins about our show.
And we take donations for Al a new microphone. Hey, PayPal, we do accept it.
Here we go again.
Hey, the last record we're going to play today, this is dedicated to all the sugar daddies out there. And we ain't talking about no candy either. This is J5. Y'all know who it is. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman.
Yo.
was the Jackson 5 with Sugar Daddy. If y'all don't know that track, man. Hey, y'all. In the Stone Ages, but we're about to take it out, man. Tune in next week to the Middleman Talk Show.
The Middleman shouted, Big Crit shouted. Yeah. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com. The Middleman. Hey, what's happening?